Career Chat is brought to you by Miami University's Office of Career Services.
I'm Leslie Marmer with the Office of Career Services, and for this edition of Career Chat, I'm speaking with Dr. Stephanie Burke about her experience as a veterinarian. Dr. Burke graduated from Miami University in 1980 with a degree in anthropology. Following her undergraduate studies, she attended the Ohio State University College of Veterinary Medicine and became a vet in 1988. She is the owner of Western Hills Veterinary Clinic in Middletown, Ohio. Welcome, Dr. Burke.
Hi, Leslie. It's great to be here.
So let's start. What did your career path look like, and is it typical?
I don't think mine was entirely typical. Generally, most students wishing to pursue a career as a veterinarian take about a four-year undergraduate course, generally in something like zoology, biology, and then go right on into vet school. I took a little more time about it. I have my degree in anthropology from Miami. I got out and worked a few years and took some pre-veterinary requirement courses part-time and then got into vet school. So I probably took a little longer than some.
Okay. What kind of hours do you put in? Is this a 9-to-5 job being a vet?
Never a 9-to-5 job. And a lot of times the hours depend on what time of year it is. We are always unfailingly busier in the summer, a little bit slower in the winter.
What would you say are the best and the worst parts of your job?
That's a question that a lot of school kids come and talk to me about when they're interviewing me for careers. I think typically they expect me to say the worst part is euthanasia. That's a necessary part of our job, but it's not always a bad thing. Probably the hardest thing for me to deal with is the financial aspect and the aspect of running a business, personnel, and so on. The best part has to be the interaction with animals. It's that simple.
Some of these questions have actually come from some pre-vet students. This is one of them. Would you advise a pre-veterinary student to take business classes during their undergraduate career, or do you think that the business skills that are required to own a practice can be mastered along the way?
I think if you can fit it in, some introductory business courses would be extremely helpful, especially if you plan on doing something with veterinary medicine like I've done, which is to own your own practice. I'm basically the equivalent of your family doctor, only for your pets. So I own a small private practice. But that's not the only path that a veterinarian or a veterinary student can take. You can pursue careers in research, pharmaceutical work, government positions such as military, Center for Disease Control, public health. So it would pay the student, considering this as a profession, to really kind of explore what direction they want to go first and then decide. In my case, some business courses would have been very helpful. Also, putting out some feelers, networking a little bit, and lining up ahead of time a good accountant, good bookkeepers, and so on. It's not fun to try to fly by the seat of your pants and learn it. They do generally offer a couple of courses in veterinary school about how to run a small business. That also helps you familiarize yourself with terms that you'll come up with later on. But I would say more exposure would be better.
What are the advantages and disadvantages of specializing in one area of veterinary medicine?
Well, one thing to realize is that there are as many specialists in veterinary medicine probably as there are in human medicine at this point. And more as technology develops, the two kind of go hand in hand because of animal testing of human products, procedures used on humans in surgery, and so on. So if you want to become a veterinary ophthalmologist, veterinary dermatologist, those options are open. Advantage would be probably you are able to command a higher fee for those services because of your continued education as a specialist, as a board-certified specialist. Disadvantages would probably be it's more of the same thing day after day. And one thing I have to say about my job is I'm never bored because you just never know what's going to come through the door from day to day.
I'm going to kind of skip ahead and ask, do you see veterinary medicine becoming similar to human medicine? You were talking a bit about the similarities there, but it becoming more similar to human medicine in the future in terms of multiple doctors working in one hospital, each with their own specialization, instead of the typical, as you have, one-person operation that's generally seen in vet practices today?
Well, actually, that's definitely more of a trend already. The older veterinarians who were in practice when I got out of school typically were men who had run single-person practices for a long time, usually with the help of their wife or one or two other people. Now the trend, like in human medicine, is more towards multi-doctor practices. In fact, I actually have two associates working with me at this time. And that is quite an advantage in that it gives you some free time to have a life outside of veterinary medicine.
So back to that whole, what kind of hours do you put in? It's nice to be able to balance and
absolutely
have that multi-people practice.
Plus, the other advantage that I find is two or three brains are better than one. So if, as invariably happens, you're going to have a case that puzzles you, you can look in the next office down the hall and go, hey, what do you think of this? And that's just wonderful.
Do you think it's a good idea for someone that's considering veterinary school to attend graduate school before vet school? And if so, what types of fields of graduate study would you recommend?
I wouldn't necessarily say that is essential for someone considering going into vet school. Some students do that to increase their grade average or kind of beef up their applications for school. But generally, the graduate school that you take would depend on what you're going to specialize, if you are going to specialize after your basic four-year veterinary college. So if you want to become a board-certified dermatologist or pharmacologist or something like that, then that's where you look at your extra graduate work after vet school, not necessarily before. It couldn't hurt if you have the time and the wherewithal to do it, but it isn't an absolute necessity.
Did you go straight from vet school into owning your own practice?
No, actually, I was very fortunate. I had a wonderful employer who ran a mixed practice just outside of Mainville. So my first year out, I got everything from delivering piglets at midnight to dog spays and cats declaws. It was quite an interesting experience and a very good one. Shortly after that, the opportunity arose for me to come back to my hometown. And my father was ill at the time, so I wanted to be closer to home. So I jumped on that opportunity, came home and worked for the veterinarian who had been my pet's veterinarian for years. And eventually, several years down the road, he was looking to retire and offered me the opportunity to purchase the practice, which I then did. That was in an old building that was approximately 50 years old. I'm the third veterinarian from Ohio State to own that building. However, we outgrew that fairly rapidly, so in 1999, we started looking into building a new building on the same property next door to the old building, and that's where we are today. We've been in there 5 years.
What kind of salary expectations or earning potential can someone that's coming out of vet school expect, and does that depend on what they choose to do with their degree?
Absolutely, and I usually tell people you make your own limitations in that area. If you are willing to geographically not limit yourself, if you're willing to go anywhere where there's a need, you can probably command a higher salary. If you want to go on and specialize, you certainly will command a higher salary for that. If you want to to limit yourself specifically to a geographic area, then you might have to make some concessions in the salary department. But I think that it is possible, even in lieu of college loans and outstanding debts, to still make a very good living at this. It's a little bit seasonal, as we said earlier. There are some slow times, and certainly with the construction loans overhead for the business, I'm going to be biting my nails from time to time for a few years yet to come. Nonetheless, I still see the money put towards that as sort of my retirement fund. So I'm very comfortable with what I'm making. I think you should start small. You might start at $40,000 or $50,000 a year and work up from there. But again, that depends on your skills and your own limitations, I think.
And what you choose to do with,
exactly,
with the degree. Do you have any thoughts on what types of activities students that are working on their undergraduate right now might participate in if they're considering going into veterinary school?
Absolutely, because Leslie, grades aren't everything, although they're important. Public service, community activities, any kind of exposure to animal care and treatment is very important. Most universities have pre-vet clubs. Anyone that has the opportunity to be active in one of those clubs, that allows the students to hear speakers, to visit different clinics, to go out on field trips of different kinds, and just generally get some exposure to the different aspects of veterinary medicine. Also, when it comes time to fill in your application, all those activities look good on your application, and show that you're a well-rounded person and not just a bookworm.
So the veterinary school is not going to just look at just your grades. They're also going to look at the other activities that you were involved in, things that you've been doing.
Right. During the application process, in addition to taking one of the graduate student tests, like the, well, in my time, it was the veterinary aptitude test or the MedCat or the GRE, and I'm not sure how that's changed. I think the VetCat is no longer offered. But the scores were looked at, your grades were considered, your previous experience, anything in terms of working with a veterinarian, their recommendations for you, which I still write recommendations regularly for students that have worked for me, and also your community service. And basically you're asked to write kind of an essay on why you want to choose this career path. So all that is weighted and considered.
Aside from going to veterinary school, what are some other options that someone considering working with animals might consider?
Well, if you want to get involved in the veterinary business or the science of veterinary medicine per se, and be involved in a small animal or large animal practice, you might also take the route of going to school to become a veterinary technician. That's generally a two-year college program. Technicians are trained to fulfill certain jobs in much the same way as veterinarians do and generally under their direction. So my technicians, who I might add are wonderful, they get the animals ready for surgery. They base their anesthetic protocols on generally what we plan to do ahead of time. They get the injections ready. They can administer injections. They can administer medical treatment. For example, if I'm on the road and something comes in sick or hurt and needs to be treated immediately, they can start that treatment on my direction because they do know how to do things such as catheter placement, bandaging, and so on, first aid, CPR. So that requires 2 years in college, and there are some very good programs that will help students along that route. Obviously, that's less time required than a veterinary degree, also less expense for the student. Anyone who wants to work in a veterinary clinic might be titled by the veterinarian an assistant, whether that would be a kennel assistant who takes care of pets, an assistant in the office who handles the front desk, the receptionist type work, an assistant in restraining animals and care. So there are lots of little niches that you can do besides actually going to vet school, but the general differences would be in what you actually are legally allowed to do and under whose direction or not you do those things.
For students who may be considering a career in veterinary medicine, do you have any advice on ways they might explore this career path?
Yes, the first thing I would say is get out and get your hands dirty. Talk to your local veterinarians, the veterinarians of your own pets or the pets of your friends. A lot of us are very receptive to having students come in and talk and basically hang out and observe for a day. I feel like this is part of what I do to give back to the community, so students are always welcome at my practice. Sometimes they get stepped on, sometimes they have to clean up a little mess here and there, but you're not going to know how it's going to be for you until you actually get in there and do it and see it. You shouldn't be ashamed if you feel a little bit squeamish. It happens. It's a matter of learning what to expect and getting used to it. But just any kind of contact you can make with veterinarians who are willing to help you out and show you the ropes is definitely the best way to get started and get a feel for what this is really like.
Okay, thanks. Any final thoughts that you'd like to share with students that are considering veterinary medicine?
I think this is really a great career. I graduated in 88, so that makes me a 18-year graduate veterinarian. I can't believe the time has gone that fast. It's a wonderful job. I can't imagine doing anything else. I wouldn't trade it.
Dr. Burke, thank you for joining us and for sharing your experience.
Thanks, Leslie. It's been fun.